Blessing number 23.
I don't know if you folks feel as I do, but I never mind a rainy day at camp. Of course, I think of the villagers, but I don't mind a rainy day at camp. It's always beautiful up here. And it's exciting that we can come together tonight and enjoy the Lord's presence. He's going to meet us, and we need to open our hearts full tonight and let the Lord work in us. And this is a great song. I get kind of rebuked at home for calling this out too much, and my kids beat me up. I said, "Dad's going to call number 23, and I do. But the words are so wonderful and so true. He is a great Savior. He's wonderful and mighty. Let's enjoy Him tonight. Let's allow this song to open our hearts, as I mentioned. I always like to encourage us when we come to that fifth verse that if you've already received salvation and you know Him, I like to take that as, Lord, I receive You tonight in a greater way. Move in me, despite how I feel, if I'm tired or maybe out of sorts, meet me right where I am, Lord. God, just, I need to receive You. Let's have that faith tonight. Let's sing it. It's number 23.
Together.
our great Savior.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's our great Savior. I'm so thankful that I found Him that way. For the longest time, growing up in church, of course, knowing of His grace and His love, when I came across this song, I said, you know what? He does love me. Because it describes me a little bit in here. Sometimes failing, you know? I said, yes, Lord, that's me. But when you come to that chorus, it's hallelujah, what a Savior. I'm thankful that I grew up in the church where I was admonished quite often to give testimonies. Now, don't all get nervous that I'm heading there. Although I probably will end up there. But, you know, I'm thankful that Sister Grace Schulteis encouraged me to testify. And, you know, I got to tell you something. The reason I didn't stand up and testify was that I knew me, you know. See, all my thoughts were about me. And it wasn't just being the shy person that I am and self-conscious. But it was, I didn't have quite the perfect week. You know, if she had gotten me, Nick, on the week when I was perfect, I would have gave a great testimony, you know, because I do that sometimes. But she would get after you to testify, and I knew, well, I wasn't, I the enemy comes around. She taught me something, that testimony isn't about saying how good you are. Testifying isn't about how you got your act together and you're living for Christ and testifying to people and you witnessed the 15 people on the street just before you got into me. You know, testifying is exalting, declaring, decreeing the greatness of God. And I found, well, first of all, I had no choice because she'd call on us, you know. But I found when I stood up and I focused on how great He is, I was changed. God was able to change me. Because I got my eyes off of my failures, got my eyes off of what people might be saying or thinking about me, and I glorified the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm thankful for that. And so, like I promised I would end up there, it'd be really good if... And you're free here, you're free. This is a suggestion. But it'd be really good if at least four of the staff got up and glorified God, praised His name. You know, if sometimes you don't know what to say, just think about Jesus. Just turn your heart towards His goodness and grace. There's always something to say, right? I decided years ago in Kingsburg Pentecostal Church, I finally came to the day when I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up and testify as much as I can until it's annoying to Sister Grace. I'm a minister today. And I can be annoying. You know, but give God the glory. So I want to encourage, I'm not going to point any of you out, but feel free, okay? And let's exalt the name of Jesus, our wonderful Savior. I want to encourage you again as we sing this fifth verse. Receive Him. Don't shut Him out tonight. Let's open our hearts. When we sing this verse, let's say, Lord, I take You in. I receive You. I open my heart's door to You. Let's do that. The fifth verse.
Jesus, Son, do now receive.
Who's speaking down in the village, or maybe has spoken, I don't know by now. But let's join in prayer for them. Father, we ask that you'll bless and meet that service down there. And I pray, Father, that your words of life will go forth and reach these girls. Oh, God, meet them tonight. Pour out your spirit. Have your way, oh, we ask you to do that, dear God. We're so thankful that each one of these girls are here at camp. And we know that you have a specific work you want to do. And we pray your will be accomplished, Lord, in them. And we pray, dear Jesus, that you'll just let there come a liberty in the Holy Ghost upon to them tonight. And we just ask your blessing and your strength to go forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Father, we don't want to leave out the cottage. We know they're retired probably now and sleeping, but bless them, Lord. Meet every one of those children, we pray. They're precious to you. And Lord, we ask, as always, for your keeping power over this camp. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together, if you would, please, and sing that third verse with me.
I have found that hope so bright and it's is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Exalted, O King. And God, we find it easy to praise you, to worship you, to glorify you, because of, as we heard tonight, of your grace, your love. You're so faithful and true. You always receive us as we are, and you're always working to make us what we ought to be. Oh God, thank you that you can reach us where we are, and you bring us up. We thank you for that. Your great love. Oh, may we come to know you better and greater. Open these shut-up hearts to know you, Lord, in a fuller way. We ask, dear Jesus, that you will do that. Every day we're here at camp, but not only here, as home, that we might know thee. Oh, God, we trust you to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I enjoyed these testimonies, and what a blessing they are when you stand up and you share what Christ is doing in your life. Keep it up. Tomorrow's another opportunity. It's not just time filler. It's important that you declare what God is doing. I'm thankful our brother Billy Rodriguez is here. He's a good brother of mine, and I'm always appreciate his love for Jesus Christ. And we never roomed together like I did with Brother Tom. But our brother Billy, I want to tell one story about him briefly. Because the Holy Spirit taught me a great lesson. I got, let me start here. We had work duties up here at camp during the winter program. And my job was to... waiter, and I wasn't real good at that, but that's nonetheless, that was my job, and that's what I did. And Brother Bill was the cook. And the person who was arranging the schedule gave him a whole day off. But when you waited, you didn't get a whole day off. And I said, you know, God is a God of fairness. You know, and... he had a whole day off. Still a little bitter about it. But you know, I remember I got, I and I don't know if you recall this, Brother Bill, but I got such an attitude with him, you know. I'm telling you, it was a school of the Holy Ghost. Because we can say how much we love Jesus, and we can worship and sing the praises and quote the Psalms, but if you can't love one another, Jesus said, then that's, there's no proof that you're his disciple. I wasn't proving that I was his disciple. Every time I saw Billy, I would be like, I don't know, I said comments to you. You remember, bro, don't cry. But you know, I treated him badly, poorly. I treated him poorly. And when I had a chance to give him a little dig, I gave him a dig. Because he had a whole day off. What are you doing, Billy? Drawing all day? You know? Because you know, he's a good artist. And he was sketching. I said, what have you been drawing all day? You know? Little things like that. He never said anything to me. But I have to tell you this. I got really sick.
And it was during a retreat time, and everybody was busy. And I don't know if it was the flu or whatever, but I was laid out with a fever. Couldn't get out of bed. Didn't have to waiter that day. But, you know, here came a knock at the door. And here comes Billy Rodriguez with toast, and I think, and some tea. You know, he was busy. He took time out, and he brought that to me. And I remember, I wept like a baby when he left. And I said, Lord, that was probably the best sermon that I had gotten in a long time. But it's always amazing when someone steps up and will be Christ to you, right? It changes your life. It shows you how important it is that we be Christ to people. Because we are His, you know, just as much as the Father mandated that Jesus put on flesh and blood and serve, that's the same mandate on us, isn't it? So I thank God for him. I asked him if he wouldn't share the word with us tonight. And so feel free, Brother Bill. Thank you.